we'll leave you. There. There we go.
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valves, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve!
It's weird medicine. Or an Albanian, Mjekezi Kudishem. The first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of radio. I'm Dr. Steve with my little pal P.A. John. Hello, John.
Hello, Dr. Steve.
I have with me in the studio Rob from Elizabethan. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Dr. Steve. It's good to be back.
Very good to have you, my friend. Jefferson the lawyer on sabbatical, apparently. And we've also got Susie, Todd's meat wallet. Hello, Susie. Glad to have you in the studio.
And it begins again. Yay.
And we have double vasectomy Todd.
Hey, Steve.
How's it going, man?
Better and better.
And our studio audience. Okay. This is a show for people who would never listen to a medical show on the internet. This is a podcast, by the way. This is the Weird Medicine Addendum, isn't it? It's not the actual show.
That's right.
If you have a question you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider, or if you just can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call at 423-343-8884. That's
423-DA-TOOTY.
Very good. Visit our website at drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and for Weird Medicine merchandise. What are we pushing this week?
Nothing.
Just a bunch of crap. There's all kinds of crap on there. I love the Weird Medicine beer stein. I think
absolutely.
It's awesome.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and then there's these dumb magnets. And the funny thing, well, if it's all put on your laughing hats, about those magnets is that we took a bunch of them to New York with us and put them all over Howard Stern's green room. That was kind of funny.
That's brilliant.
I wonder if they're still there.
I don't know. And they wouldn't know what they are. They have no, awareness of us.
They'd probably never go in there
whatsoever.
Besides just guests.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're just thinking, huh.
Yeah.
But how great would it be if one of the guests just popped off and said, by the way, what's Weird Medicine?
Yeah.
Because Howard would go, I don't know.
Yeah, that he'd just move on to something else.
You don't think he would know?
No.
Hell,
are you kidding me?
Get out of here. We are so not even on his radar screen. We're barely on Opie and Anthony's radar screen.
We're paying his bill.
Oh, wait, really?
Absolutely.
In what regard?
I'm paying for a...
good point.
For a satellite radio.
Yeah, me too. $42 a month.
Mm, dude. Yeah, I'm paying for
that
three.
That was a great segue.
Myself.
Make sure you do that on the regular show. That was excellent.
Well, thank you.
Yes, very good. $42 a month. How much are you paying? I've got three radios.
Well, I tried to do the combination plan and all that stuff where you add one for an additional, $9.99 or something like that. I don't do the premium. I don't get Sirius on my XM radio, and so I just have XM. But when I went to do that, they said you can't start over at the same time. So I'd already activated it.
Yeah.
And so as opposed to adding them all together, so I'm paying whatever it is per radio, $24 for the year. Or is it 24 or is it 36?
What, a month? You're probably paying $13.99 a month now? Yeah. Hell, I don't even know.
I'm not sure. I got three radios, too, so I'm probably paying what you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and I've got Best of Sirius on all of them.
Well, I'm probably paying a little less.
I don't do Best of Sirius.
So I'm paying an extra $12 a year. I mean, a month. So what are you paying, Rob?
It's coming out to
this is fascinating for everybody out there talking about our XM
month.
Bill.
But I've only got two radios. One has Best of Sirius, and then I've got the online service or whatever. They started charging you for that, too.
Well,
did they really?
Yeah.
So I haven't used it, but that's crap.
The only reason we're bringing it up is that I realize, somebody said, well, don't you have a show on XM? Why are you paying $42 a month? And I was like, well, fuck, why am I paying $42 a month? Why are any of us paying anything? They can't give us any money.
Right.
But it doesn't cost them any more to give us a free subscription. And here comes my phone. That's Brian Smith from BPS Radio giving us a call, right? His timing is impeccable. Oh. So I'm turning the sound off on my phone.
Oh, you didn't want to talk to him?
Well, yeah, I don't mind talking to him, but just not on the while we're making this fine, fine podcast.
Are we going to do medicine?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a good story that I thought that...
Well,
I've,
no, get back to how come they don't give us radio for free?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Is that we're upset because we're doing this radio show and they can't even spring for...
To let us hear ourselves after we worked for free to do the radio show.
Well, and it's not really work. It's fun. Yeah, I mean...
Sure, it's fun.
But still, it just... I don't know. It's just odd. Why couldn't somebody just say, hey, you guys, you know we can't pay you, but you're doing a cool thing by helping out our listeners maybe a little bit. I mean, we've saved a couple of lives on this. I know we've changed some lifestyles for the better. And, you know, hey, here you go.
Let us comp your accounts.
Yeah.
Take care of that.
We'll give you $5 off your account. Go buy yourself something nice, kid. You know? God damn it.
Have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up, I think is what they would say. Yeah.
Here's a cool story. A German, this is from Fox News, a German retiree is taking a hospital to court after she went in for a leg operation and got a new anus instead. The woman woke up to find that she'd been mixed up with another patient suffering from incontinence who was to have surgery on her sphincter. Clinic in Bavaria has since suspended the surgical team. The woman's planning to sue the hospital. She still needs the leg operation and is searching for another hospital to do it. So
they should just
go.
Do the leg for free and call it even.
Really?
Because she got a nice, tight sphincter out
of it. Well, I was going to say, she did get a new anus out of it. Who can't use one of those?
Right on.
Speaking of new anus, listen to this guy. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Dr. Steve, I want to know why you're such a dick in regards to people who take Percocet, as far as, like, taking it for their pain, or people who take it because they want to get high, or... Of course, those people are ridiculous, but still their preference. They want to take it and destroy their own body. God bless them.
Now, have I ever been a dick about people taking medicine for pain for a legitimate reason?
No, that would have been P.A. John.
Oh, was that you?
Boy, it was, too.
Oh,
the rant
you.
He went on? Oh, my God.
Oh, it's you that he's pissed at. That must have been that show when I was drinking a little bit too much, because I actually don't remember that.
Dude, John went off. Yeah. But now I think his definition of dick is you disagree with me.
Yeah, maybe.
That could be it.
People who really actually need it because of pain, like, who the fuck are you to talk down to people because of what they have to take to get through their day-to-day life?
Look, dude, number one, calm down.
Yeah.
What a lot of people out there don't know is that my full-time job is I'm a hospice doctor, and I treat the most horrendous pain that any doctor has to deal with on a day in and day out basis. So, you know, please don't lecture me about what my attitude is about people with pain, because that's a bunch of shit.
I don't want anybody giving you shit about being insensitive to pain.
Yeah,
I mean, I like to be good to our listeners, but this guy's starting to get my back up a little bit.
Do you have any idea what it's like to get up in the morning with ridiculous pain that, like, almost inhibits you from getting out of bed to begin with? Then you have to go about living your daily life, going to work, raising a family. God forbid you want to have any kind of social life. You have to do all this while you're in ridiculous pain. And then you feel that you have a right to talk down to people.
What is he talking about? Dude, is he talking about you?
Dude, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the partying on prescription drugs.
Which this guy agrees with us on, because he said people who take it for fun are ridiculous.
Exactly.
So. I have to ask this just to get it out. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone in that kind of pain that can't get pain medication from a doctor?
Oh, yeah, there are. And we ought to talk about that a little bit. There's a class of patients called a pseudo-addict. And what they are is so many doctors are so afraid of prescribing pain medicine now that, let's just say, that you had 10 out of 10 pain, okay, the worst pain you could possibly have, and you go in, your doctor gives you a couple of Darvocet. Let's say it gives you 10 Darvocet, which, by the way, is a really weak pain medication, may even be a placebo. And now what would you do, okay? First, you might get angry, and you might act out in the doctor's office. Things, that's something that addicts will do, you know, real addicts will do. You might go from one doctor to another until you found somebody that would take you seriously. That's called doctor shopping. That's a thing that real addicts will do. You might say that you lost your prescription so that you can get more, so that you can take more. That's something real addicts do. So when we undertreat people with real pain, they can start exhibiting behaviors just like quote unquote addicts do. And they're mm-hmm. called, it's called a pseudo addict. And so the difference is that, so to answer your question, yes, there are people like that that have bad pain and can't get their doctor to take them seriously. And the way that you distinguish an addict from a pseudo addict is that you increase their pain medicine. And if they're a pseudo addict, they'll stop complaining. If they're an addict, that there's no end to it. It just goes on and on.
Gotcha.
So that's how you tell. So anyway, let me finish this guy's phone call because I'm very fair. We pay every negative phone call that we get. So
who have to take medicines like
within reason, assholes. Don't. Yeah. That's not licensed to just start calling in and fucking with us.
Percocet or OxyContin or what have you to be able to live their lives and go through pain like that. You're a complete douchebag. Fuck off, doc.
Okay. Well, I disagree. We'll have to agree to disagree. That's not my opinion. So if it was my opinion, I would be a douchebag.
Agreed.
So I can't agree with you on that one. Right. I'll be the first one to call me a douchebag when I am one.
Absolutely. God, that guy pissed me.
Hi, Dr. Steve. This is Big Chris. Serious question. Over the fall and winter, I went on a diet. I would exercise simply by walking my dog farther and farther every day. I'm a truck driver, so it's a fairly sedentary type of life, and good food is hard to find in a truck stop as far as health goes. Plenty of gravy, though. I lost.
Now, we have talked about that before. Actually, even the fast food joints all have salads with grilled chicken and stuff on them, and so it's getting easier to find good food. You know, as long as there's one of those chains that's paying attention to that. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's just a regular truck stop with a diner in it, maybe not. But, you know, what place doesn't have a salad, a grilled chicken salad anymore, you know?
Yeah. 50 pounds, a little over 50 pounds in the course of 5 months.
Good job.
In the last 2 months, however, from that newly attained static weight, I have fluctuated up and down by 20 pounds, and I can't seem to break over where I was. I went from 305 to 255, and I've fluctuated between about 270 and 250, and I can't seem to get below that. Now, I am 6'3", was a muscular build until I became a fat-ass truck driver, but what can I do to break over that? Is it more exercise? Is it eating healthier? Is it waiting it out for my metabolism to stabilize? Any help you can offer would be great. Thank you, Dr. Steve.
All right. I would say
just my take on it is that, yeah, you got to give your body some time to catch up to the new lifestyle. And it's sitting there wondering what exactly you're going to do, if you're going to keep on going with it or not. And your body stores the fat for energy. So if you have a new lifestyle where you're actually doing some exercise, doing some walking, change your diet, it's going to take a bit for it to catch on to that. Adding a little bit more exercise to that can help with the metabolism. Also, changing the diet and speeding up the metabolism with smaller meals but more frequently throughout the day can help get over that hump. And then once you actually reach down to the weight that you would like to be at, and if you're 6'3", I would say 220, 250.
Well, I actually calculated his ideal body weight, but go ahead.
Yeah, I would, you know, once you get down to that, you can start going back to the healthier meals, but more of the American lifestyle of three meals a day.
I agree with everything you've said. I'll disagree slightly on a couple of points.
Okay.
One is he's talking about, his weight yo-yoing, which means that part of the time he's gaining weight up to 20 pounds, which means he's eating more calories than he's burning during mm-hmm. those times. So we've talked a couple of times. I really like the P90 for truckers because you can do just about everything in the cab of your truck as long as you can stand up in it. and get a set of resistance bands. And if you got a DVD, if you're over the road trucker and you're spending nights in your truck, then P90 is the thing for you. If you're not, if you're coming home every night, P90 is still a good one. We don't make any money off of it unless you buy it off our website, which you can by going to drsteve.com and clicking on the Weird Medicine Drugstore and then following the links to P90, you can buy it. But and there's also resistance bands in there. And resistance bands, you can throw them in a Ziploc, you know, and you get really good exercise from those. So burning more calories does two things. It decreases your set point. It increases your metabolism. And the more muscle you put on, the muscle eats up more energy than fat does. Then you get this sort of vicious cycle in a good way where you're burning more and more calories the more muscle you're building. The other thing is that I calculated this guy's ideal body weight, okay? And he's 6'3". So there's several ways to do that, and one is 105 pounds for the first 5 feet and then 5 pounds for each inch over 5 feet, and that would give him an ideal body weight of 180. Now, in America, a guy 6'3", 180, that's going to be a pretty thin dude. The other thing that he can do is a body fat analysis, because if you're – you could weigh 250 and have 4% body fat. I don't think anybody would say you weren't fit. So right. He can go to one of these performance medicine centers, and they can do body fat analysis. Any gym can do it. You know, if you go join the gym, they'll do a body fat analysis. And a fit person should be between 14 and 17%. Someone who's a long-distance runner, they're going to be like 4%.
Wow.
At a minimum. And, you know, if he falls into that category, if he's fit with regard to his body fat, then he may be getting close to his ideal body weight for him with the amount of muscle he's got. The other thing is that I calculated his basal metabolic rate. This is how many calories is required for him to maintain his weight, and it's right around 2,700 calories. So if he wanted to, he can just go to a nutritionist, say, I'm on the road. They'll recalculate his basal metabolic rate, and they'll give him a diet that is less than that. Let's say 2,200 or even 1,800 calories, and he will lose weight at a constant rate by just sticking to that diet. So that's very doable.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right.
What part did you disagree with me on?
It was very minor. It was just that he's gaining weight during that period where he's gaining the 20 pounds. So okay. he's doing something wrong during those
during
periods.
That, yeah, I would agree.
Last time we had the guy ask this question.
I demand to know why men have to have, we have that seam from the base of the cock to the back of the taint. Why do we have that? Is that like where, like, when we're developing as a fetus that we finally zip it all up and gets finished? Is that how it works? Tell me, Dr. Steve.
So we did talk about how the male and female parts are pretty identical in the early fetus, and then they knit together in the male and leave that seam, but I couldn't remember what the name of the seam was.
Yeah.
And so we put it out there. The first person to email us would get a Weird Medicine merchandise. And it was Chris from Shreveport.
Give yourself a bill!
Who answered the Rafe Scroti. R-A-P-H-E Scroti.
Nice.
So it's called the Rafe. And I kept thinking frenulum, or I was thinking, there was some other word that I was thinking, but I just couldn't get Rafe back. And that's, as soon as he said it, I knew he was right.
Isn't frenulum under the tongue?
Yeah, the frenulum is that piece of tissue under the tongue that kind of holds the tongue
to the bottom,
connects
to the
bottom of the mouth.
Floor,
yeah. And there's also a frenulum at the penis, at the head. If you've got a foreskin, you pull it back, and there's a little place there where the foreskin is connected to the base of the penis. That's a frenulum too. So anyway, so there you go. Anyway, I think, what else have we got? I think that's probably about it, isn't it? I got to get the outro music going. There we go. There it is. Anyway, you guys got anything? We're going to do two new Weird Medicine shows, and they will be on coming up this weekend, and which will be what? Today's the 6th, so what'll that be? Somebody smarter than me figure it out.
And nobody in here smarter.
Seriously? Nobody can figure it out.
I wasn't listening.
Is it the 10th?
I think so.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, okay. Jeez. April 10th and then April 17th. And we still don't know what's going on with the midnight thing. We're doing two on, one off right now. You know, maybe Dave McDonald will do his show on the time when we're off.
10th and the 17th.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
I had to use my calculator.
Holy crap, I finally got a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Someday we'll talk about my new phone. I got a Moto Droid, and I love that damn thing. Cool. As a matter of fact, during the live show, I may have it say the Albanian thing.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
You know, have it speak
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's neat.
Okay, all right, we'll do that. Well, the Earth is 1 hour closer to passing through the plane of the galaxy, something that happens every 140 million years and results in comet apocalypse and mass extinction all over the globe.
Yay!
Thanks go to P.A. John and Rob from Elizabeth and Susie. Glad you were here. Todd, double vasectomy Todd. And thanks to our listeners whose voicemails and topic ideas make this job very easy. Till next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, and get your asses moving and get some exercise. We'll see you soon for the next edition of the Weird Medicine Addendum. Comfortably numb.